Our two scripture readings are in line with books we've been reading throughout this month, through the recent weeks. The first comes from the second letter of Paul to Timothy, 2 Timothy 3:14 through 4:5. It's in your pew Bible on page 201 of the New Testament. Hear this continuing word from Paul. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable, convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching, for the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The second scripture reading from the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Luke continues on as we have been reading. Today, chapter 18, verses 1 through 8 on page 76 of your New Testament. Hear these words. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while, he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I want you right now to think back to the scripture reading from 2 Timothy. In that reading, Paul was warning Timothy and the people of these new churches that they should be wary of having itching ears. But I believe that this morning we should be grateful to find ourselves with itching ears. Now, before you start leveling charges of heresy against me, let me explain what I mean. When you hear Paul say itching ears, I think he's referring to the things that we want to hear. In his words, those teaching are ideas that suit our own desires. There's also an old expression that I'm sure you're aware of that speaks of burning ears. Now, when somebody says your ears are burning, this means that you know that someone is talking about you. So this morning, I want you to consider both burning and itching ears as we talk. As I mentioned in the introduction, today on the United Methodist calendar, it is Laity Sunday, a day when we are to celebrate the work and the ministries of lay members of our church, and that is anybody who is not clergy. Now, this is a laudable goal and a much-deserved recognition of lay people across our denomination, but I wonder if perhaps this celebration is an exercise in recognizing the obvious. To me, it's kind of like a one-day celebration of the fact that we have lungs and we are able to breathe. Where would this church be if it weren't for the lay people? If we didn't have laity, there would be no church. And when you get right down to it, if it weren't for lay people, there would be no clergy either, because ordained and licensed clergy are always and only lifted up by individual churches, by the lay members of those churches. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't recognize the excellent work of the laity, but only that there would be no ministry at all if it weren't for all of us working together to follow Jesus Christ. So on Laity Sunday, congratulations and thank you. You should all have burning ears because we're talking about each of you. You know, as you think about the Bible, when you get right down to it, much of the entire Bible and almost all of the New Testament should cause our ears to burn because Jesus is speaking to each of us as individuals and as communities in Christ. In that reading from Luke, the second reading, when Jesus told the parable of the widow and the unjust judge, he was using an example that everyone can likely understand because Jesus was addressing everyone who would hear that parable. Some people read the Bible as a historical document that describes what Jesus did and how Jesus spoke to people almost 2,000 years ago. But as Christians and as United Methodists, we believe that the Bible is a living document. We call it the Word of God, and that God is speaking to each of us personally and specifically. When I talk about God's truly amazing grace, your ears should burn. When I talk about God's love made manifest in human form, about Jesus Christ living the life of a human being and then dying the death of all human beings and conquering sin once and for all time, your ears should burn. When I talk about God welcoming all people into the church of Jesus Christ, your ears should burn. When I say that God loves all people absolutely and unconditionally, your ears should be burning. My brothers and sisters, the Bible is about us and for us. And in fact, the Bible is a wonderful challenge to each of us as well. When I read that passage from the second letter of Paul to Timothy, your ears should have been burning, and they should still burn. Paul is not only talking to Timothy. He is not only talking to the people of that early church, but in fact, Paul is talking to you and to you and to you and to me. Continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God, and here your ears should be burning, everyone may be proficient, equipped for every good work. Now, clearly, each of us has a unique role to play in God's kingdom. Whether you are young or old, student or retiree, laity or clergy, But we all share in the tasks of making disciples of Jesus Christ and of sharing God's love in real and tangible ways. Paul goes on, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. Are your ears burning? They should be. The next passage is fascinating in its wisdom, and it speaks of Paul's idea of itching ears. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. Now, clearly, this describes that time in the first century when people are exposed to all sorts of strange and far-ranging teachings. But wouldn't you agree that this is an insightful description of what's going on right now in the 21st century? Paul is obviously saying that itching ears are not a good thing, but I am suggesting that exactly the opposite is also true. Perhaps itching ears are a good characteristic, and maybe even a necessary characteristic of modern Christian people. I believe that we should not only listen to what we want to hear, but rather our itching ears should prod us into listening to even those things that we don't want to hear. Things that are new and different and potentially uncomfortable. I believe that we need to make ourselves fully aware of other teachings, other worldviews, other perspectives, other Christian denominations, and even other world religions, if we are to fully understand and appreciate our own faith. But let me offer you an interesting analogy. By a show of hands, how many of you have ever gotten a flu shot? Me too, just got it last week. Well, when you get a flu shot, when you are inoculated against the flu virus, you are being exposed to that which is potentially harmful in order to make yourself stronger. According to the website of the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, flu vaccines cause antibodies to develop in the body, and these antibodies provide protection against influenza virus infection. Well, it turns out that the flu shot is an inactivated vaccine. That means that it contains killed viruses, so that our bodies use the dead virus in order to strengthen us against the live virus. In a similar way, I believe that we need to expose ourselves to other ideas, other worldviews, other faith perspectives in order to both understand our own faith more clearly and to recognize the strengths and weaknesses of our own belief systems. I think that each of us needs to have a spiritual flu shot. Now, this is not an attempt to validate what we already believe, or to prove to ourselves the wisdom or the truth of what we believe, but rather, this is an act of humility in its possibilities of helping us to learn and to grow. And just as we shouldn't have a flu shot unless we're relatively healthy, we should not take this spiritual flu shot until and unless we are healthy Christians, people who are generally knowledgeable about the Bible and the good news of Jesus Christ. Our ears should be itching to learn more about God's Word, God's Son, God's grace, and God's kingdom. And our ears should be burning when we hear Scripture, because God is speaking to each of us individually and very personally. As for you, always be sober. endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. As Jesus said throughout the Gospels, let anyone with ears to hear listen. My brothers and sisters, I pray that your ears are itching and burning. Amen.